with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy weekend to you. Hope you're got big plans to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, a smoker, fryer, pizza oven. That's what's happening for me later today. We've got four or five couples coming over and went to our friends at Wealthy Street Bakery. And they are so good at what they do with their artisan pizzas that I decided to get those from them. I was out of the one from Han Bakery, the flatbreads, and I ordered them too late. He couldn't get them to me for the weekend, so I went over to Andy and his team at Wealthy Street, and sure enough, I've got these beautiful artisan doughs, and they're just right for a little 10, 11-inch pizza.
They're already rolled out?
Nope. They're a ball.
So you're going to roll them out?
I got to roll them out. But
and then you'll all have a ball.
Right. They're fresh, but I got a dozen of them. So we're going to be making pizzas tonight, later, when everybody comes over. I think we got four or five couples coming over, and just kind of a summer's waning, let's get together one last time thing. And I don't know if anybody will swim or not. We've had the heater on in the pool for a day and a half when – you know, the Thursday morning when I got up, it was 49 degrees at my house. And I'm like, wow, that's going to kill the pool.
Yeah.
Right. So, but
mine's
you know,
staying very warm.
Is it?
But it's in ground and I keep a solar blanket on it.
Right. I do too.
So
but it's still
the warm air, the cool air at night isn't hurting it as much.
Yeah.
But it also is going to have a heater on it Saturday to bring it up to children's temperature.
That's what I did. It started yesterday
afternoon. They like it 85.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, I do too.
Usually after they jump in, it gets a little warmer, if you know what
I'm
saying.
The kids really don't care. It's the adults that know the difference. The kids just get used to it. But but anyway, let's talk a little bit about chicken. I see you got a couple recipes
on here.
I
do, and I told you before we started, I owe all this to foodandwine.com because they keep sending me all these wonderful recipes. But the one that, and again, doing this fasting, I'm hungry all the time. Caramelized red pepper orzo and chicken stuffed peppers.
Woo, that's a mouthful.
And these things look, the picture is so gorgeous.
Say it again.
Caramelized red pepper orzo and chicken stuffed peppers.
Ooh. Okay, so.
So it's red bell peppers,
right.
And you cap them, you just cut. Like I always do with them anyway, you cut a half inch off the top. It allows you to get the guts out. You also have to trim the bottom a little bit because you're going to set these on the grill.
Right.
But
to flatten it out so they don't tip over.
But it has shallots, garlic, paprika, smoked paprika is what the recipe calls for, but you're going to smoke
so
it
So you
anyway.
Made the pepper into like a cup.
It
so
is.
You're going to put
exactly,
these ingredients inside
exactly
of it.
Exactly
okay.
Right.
Yep.
And uncooked orzo, which is a cheese.
No. Orzo is a pasta slash rice.
Oh, it looked like cheese.
No,
on
no,
my...
no. Orzo is a pasta slash rice family.
I was assuming it was melting.
No.
So I have not
the
made
stock
this.
That you're going to put in there, three cups, is going to be absorbed by the orzo. That's why it's raw.
And they're recommending rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, well, cooked, right?
Yeah, you don't have to buy the grocery store rotisserie chicken. You can just simply spatchcock one and grill it up before you do it or whatever you like to do. And then fresh oregano, panko, and I'm going to put this recipe on the website. And thanks for the orzo. I was assuming it was cheese.
Look at the picture on
foodandwine.com.
Yeah.
It's just gorgeous.
Right.
And I was really hoping there'd be some cheese.
Yeah.
In there. It has some mozzarella shredded in it.
Right. So you're making this outside of the pepper.
And you're stuffing it.
And you're stuffing it in there. And then it cooks on the grill.
Yeah.
I would imagine you do indirect heat on this as well. Because
you
don't want to burn the bottom of the pepper and have it fall apart and everything go in your grill, right?
Yeah. You're actually going to do it in a pan.
Okay.
And you're going to pour the leftover chicken stock in the bottom of that pan.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to get some savory, smoky flavor from the grill, but you're more than anything going to be using a pan so that your moisture will get a chance to hydrate. And if that is indeed pasta, then that's...
Yeah.
If it's pasta.
That will take, that will soak up the water.
Pasta.
Yeah.
Yep. Another one I saw that made me think of the cheese is paneer cheese kebab. And that looked really cool. And I've never seen paneer cheese, but it's a hard cheese you can grill. And maybe I've had it from that grilling girl.
Let me take you down a tangent here for 10 seconds. Next week, you're going to want to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
We have a cheese expert going to be in the studio with us, and they're going to teach us about cheese.
We'll have to tell her to bring us some paneer.
I will, but I've confirmed it. She's coming next week, going to be in the studio for the show, and we're gonna teach you all about a variety of cheeses. It's a subject that I really know very little about.
Most of us.
Right. So anyway, but back to the
recipe. We know
what
we
like,
right? But we always buy the same thing.
Velveeta,
right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And she will tell you that that's really not cheese. But anyway.
But it's really good for
right,
mac
yeah,
and cheese.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just not cheese. But anyway, so go ahead.
So this paneer is hard enough that you can grill it. So please tell that lady to bring some.
Yep.
Because I want to try it.
I have a little brick of it, maybe 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe an inch thick of grillable cheese.
Yeah.
It's been in my hydrator for probably 6 months. I bought it. I saw it somewhere. I'm like, ooh, grilled cheese.
Well,
that's
we used
be great.
To get it from that cheese lady.
Right. Yep. And
I don't know if
she's
still in business.
I just don't get it out.
Not.
Maybe I'll get it out tonight when I'm doing pizzas. I can just throw it on the grill and see how it comes out.
You know, when we go to Greek restaurants,
yeah,
that's the best part of the meal.
Oh, yeah. That or the little white creamy stuff that's real garlicky that they serve with the pita bread at the front end?
Well, that's actually garlic.
Is it just all garlic?
Yeah.
Is that why it's so garlic?
Yeah, I've got some in my fridge right now. I got it in the refrigerator, the Shesko Grill.
Mm-hmm.
I almost turned it into Mexican.
Right.
El Shesko.
Right, yeah.
But the Shesko Grill serves it up. And
right.
They make it. I get it from
there's got to be a name for that
Super
stuff.
Green Market on Eastern Avenue in Grand Rapids. It's
yeah.
It's just south of like 32nd Street on Eastern.
Okay.
And it's they make pita bread now, and they're pita bread, so you don't have to get the stuff imported from Dearborn. You can
right.
get local fresh.
That's cool.
But the grilled cheese, I love it, and I don't know is it Savaki or whatever it is at a Greek restaurant, but they always say oompa when they light it. They put some sort of alcohol on it.
I think it might be opa. The oompa had a loompa with him, and he was a little guy.
Yep. Oompa,
ran,
yeah.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, so they light it up, and it flashes, and everybody gets all excited.
Right.
And the oompa loompas come out.
There you go. So you were right. You were just a little ahead of yourself, that's all. Yeah.
I'm a little wonka.
Exactly. But if you're making kebabs, word up on the chicken real quick from a grilling guy. That is cut your pieces all the same size to the best you can. Don't go big ones and small ones because the little ones will get overdone before the big ones are done. Then you got dried up little nuggets
of
chicken.
Yeah, and it kind of depends on the piece you use. I'm always going to use skinless, boneless thighs. They don't stick
right.
to the grate as bad. But
yep.
we're going to do some El Pastor in the next
yep.
segment.
So. Yeah. So coming up next, it's more chicken skewers. Are these Christian because they're made by a pastor, or am
yes.
I reading that wrong?
Yes.
Al, the pastor, is going to be here teaching us how to do chicken skewers.
They're related to Scott, pastor.
All right. Very good. But you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
Mr. Segway.
And get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. We'll be right back.